to Leah Bauer from Craig Bauer, solicitor and attorney, joins Morning Magazine today to talk about a problem that often causes an issue or disagreements between neighbours. Good morning to Leah.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners.
To Leah, what problem are we talking about today?
Well, today we are going to consider some other property issues. This week, issues with trees. Of the many perks of living in Queensland, being surrounded by magnificent trees in public and private spaces is one of the best. Enjoyment of such a lush environment around your property does, however, come with responsibility. Occasionally, you may have to deal with the occurrence of falling trees and branches. The impact of a falling tree or large branches can be significant and cause severe damage to homes, vehicles, and infrastructure, leading to financial losses and disruptions to daily life. A common question many property owners ask when this happens is, who is liable? In Queensland, we have specific legislation, the Neighbourhood Disputes, Dividing Fences and Trees Act, which outlines responsibilities when it comes to trees. Keen listeners may recall this from our last discussion regarding dividing fences. When a tree or branch falls, the first thing to ascertain is who owns it. Generally speaking, the tree owner is responsible for caring, maintaining, and looking after any damage caused by a tree or branch falling. A tree owner is the proprietor of the land on which the tree is growing. And so it may be an individual, a company, or body corporate, or of course the council. Let's consider a couple of scenarios. Where a tree situated on private property falls onto your property, homeowners insurance will typically cover expenses relevant to cleanup, as well as damage caused to the property. It will depend on whether the tree owner has been negligent and has insurance, as to whose insurance company covers those costs. If the tree that's fallen is unkempt, rotten, or is known to drop branches, this may expose the tree owner to liability and their insurance company should cover costs. Where a healthy tree falls, usually due to a weather event or unexpected condition, it is generally considered to be an act of God. This may absolve the tree owner of any liability, and so the insurance company for the party whom has suffered damage may be responsible for costs. The best course of action in this scenario is for both parties to exchange insurance particulars and have the insurers decide the toss, as it will depend on the terms of each insurance policy as to the extent of coverage. If a tree from public land falls onto your property and causes damage, the council will be responsible for cleanup and removal costs, while your homeowner's insurance would cover the expenses incurred from damage to your property or other structures. The proper maintenance of trees is thus of utmost importance, particularly in southeast Queensland, where we're experiencing weather events well outside the usual storm season. It is perfectly reasonable for neighbours to trim overhanging trees back to the boundary and tidily return the branches to the tree owner, as long as the tree is not protected or owned by the council. Be careful not to prune in such a way that the health of the tree may be damaged, and any works to roots or large branches should first be assessed by a qualified arborist. If you have reasonable concerns about a tree growing on your neighbour's property, it is a good idea to let your neighbour know about those concerns and perhaps confirm any detail in writing should you need to rely on this later on. Further help is available if such a conversation is not fruitful, and the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal, QCAT, is the appropriate jurisdiction to seek assistance.
Thank you so much to Leah. That was to Leah Bauer from Craig Bauer, solicitor and attorney, keeping our community connected. Go to the 101.5 FM website to listen again to the podcast.